If one sound could define a man's career, Norman Joseph Woodland would be best described by this. That's the sound of a barcode scanner, and Woodland was the mind behind the lines. He co-invented the barcode. Woodland died Sunday at his home in Edgewater, New Jersey. He was 91.
From a very early age, my dad was really interested in how things worked.
That's his daughter, Susan Woodland.
He was always doing experiments in the kitchen, and my mom would try and get him to use, you know, the old pots and pans and not the new pots and pans. Let's see what would happen if we melted this.
But Joseph Woodland, he preferred Joe, didn't find inspiration for the barcode in old pots and pans. Instead, he found it on the beach.
In the late 1940s, Woodland left his graduate studies at what was then called Drexel Institute of Technology in Philadelphia. He wanted to figure out a way to encode product data, specifically for grocery stores. So he traveled to his grandparents' house in Miami to think it over.
He said the first day he took his beach chair, went down to the beach, and he was thinking, this problem needs some kind of a code, and the only code that I know is Morse code.
And then finally, something clicked, or should we say, beeped.
He stuck his fingers in the sand for whatever reason and was thinking, you know, dots and dashes, and pulled his fingers toward him and created lines. And he said, that's a code.
In 1952, Woodland and fellow Drexel student Bob Silver were awarded a patent for their design. But it took several years for technology to catch up to their idea, and the two engineers ended up selling the patent for $15,000. As ubiquitous as the barcode is, neither made a fortune. But his daughter Susan says that never really mattered.
You know, if he gave blood and he saw that they put a barcode on the bag, he was just so tickled with that, that it became much more than grocery store inventory, much more than he ever expected.
Norman Joseph Woodland, co-inventor of the barcode, died on Sunday. He was 91.
He loved when he started to see things in the stores. He always wore this T-shirt that had a big barcode on the front. Yeah, it was hysterical.